Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrzej Skiba. As expected, FOMC kept rates unchanged. While a close call, dot plot projections moved one of the cuts from 24 to 25, with one cut expected for this year and four in 25. It's worth noting, however, that most participants did not update forecasts after a much lower than expected CPI print. So if they did, you could easily see two cuts, still the base case for this year. There has been no downward revision of outer cuts in 25 and 26, so our concern about that scenario can be laid to rest, at least until the next September dot plot release. Interestingly, the long-run dot plot moved up from 2.6 to 2.8%. Last month, Chair Powell dismissed the importance of a small increase from previously long-standing 2.5% level. However, this time, the level increased even more, suggesting more FOMC officials believe rates will settle at a higher level than before. In the press conference, it was acknowledged that some committee members adjusted their forecasts. However, he attributed that to individual views rather than any broad shift in Fed thinking. We remain of the view that one to two cuts are possible this year. However, we agree that incoming data needs to further validate recent easing of inflationary pressures. We had three lousy inflation prints in the first quarter, followed by two better ones of late. There is no reason in our mind why Fed can't cut in September if the next three CPI releases suggest continued moderation of inflationary pressures. Looking at fixed income universe, we continue to like front end of the Treasury curve in high force and 2-year, 30-year curve steepening trades. Our attitude over the recent months has been to add on the margin to US duration exposure. Having said that, when external events cause a sharp rally, like was the case recently with events in France prompting a global flight to safety, we stand ready to book profits when such opportunities arise. In credit, both across corporates and securitized books, we've been rotating out of positions that hit our profit targets into new opportunities in the recent supply window. In this environment, we believe it's critical to proactively manage our investment books, exiting areas that leave little room for further performance, and reinvesting proceeds, balancing upside potential with liquidity considerations. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice. And such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.